Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance that gives listeners €60 off with promo code SAVE60.
Tweet at Miriam O'Cal. Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, my next guest has just been awarded the highest accolade in traditional Irish music, the 25th TG Cathair Grotham Ceoil Awards, also known as the Oscars of traditional music, take place in Dublin for the first time this year. And among those being honoured for preserving and strengthening traditional Irish music is a founding member of the Bothy Band and one of Ireland's finest fiddlers. Paddy Lacken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Listen, you're going to play for us in a moment, but first, I think like you and the rest of the country, you were meant to be with me here in studio, but you've got COVID.
Well, exactly. I got up this morning, Miriam, on my way out to the studio, and as requested, I did my antigen test. And after about a couple of minutes, the dreaded second bar appeared, and that was it. So here I am in Clontarf still, but speaking to you, and it's great to be here. Thank
Brilliant.
You.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I don't, you know, I have a bit of a cough and a slight sore throat, but other than that, I'm good.
Well, listen, we're going to listen to you now, Paddy, playing Sporting Paddy from your album Full Spate. Fantastic, Paddy. Listen, Musician of the Year at this year's Grotham Ceoil Awards. How significant for you is this award?
Well, it's hugely significant and hugely surprising because, you know, when you're playing music, you don't kind of think about these things. But then, you know, all of a sudden you receive a phone call and you've been told that you know, that this great honour has been bestowed upon you. And it does kind of stop you a bit in your tracks because, as I say, you're not expecting it. But then again, you know, you see it. Well, I personally see it as a sort of a validation for my time in music and for the playing of it and for sort of various projects that I would have been involved with over the years. So I'm really so pleased to have been given this, you know, and as I say, it wasn't expected.
Now, listen, the Grotham Ceoil Awards, I gather for the first time in their history, the event's going to be held in Dublin. How do you feel about the change of venue?
I feel really positive about it. The fact that I'm from Dublin myself, and the fact that Dublin has been such a centre of music over so many years. The Grothams have been all over the country, and it's nice that it's coming to the National Concert Hall. You know, and I do think of, you know, a lot of the Dublin musicians that I knew, some of the great musicians like Seamus Ennis and Tommy Potts and people like that. And, you know, as I say, it was such a centre of activity back in the 70s and all through the 80s. And there's so much activity, musical activity in Dublin. You know, I think it's probably fitting for the 25th year that it would be in Dublin, and particularly in the National Concert Hall, which has hosted so many great concerts of traditional music over the years.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue. Now, listen, your dad, Tom, I know he was a noted fiddle player. But do you remember, Paddy, when did you first start to play, or how old were you when you played the fiddle?
Well, it started on my 6th birthday, really. I was expecting, as I said before, I was expecting a pair of football boots or something, but instead I was presented with a fiddle and was brought over to my first lesson in Chatham Row to Clara Green, who was my teacher there. And I spent a good few years there. But all the time at home, my dad used to play music all the time. He was a sergeant in the Guards, and I remember, you know, when he'd come in off night duty for his break, he'd sometimes put a clothes peg on the bridge of the fiddle and play the fiddle at about 2 a.m. He absolutely adored music. He was stone mad for music, and it was the thing that I think brought him the greatest sort of ease in his life. He could lose himself in fiddle music, and particularly in the fiddle music of County Donegal.
And of course, you later recorded with your father, didn't you, and your brothers?
I did, yeah, and that was the, you know, that's a great thing for me to have. It's because the house was, you know, was so musical, and we all played, and I mean, everybody, you know, you'd be passing through the kitchen, there would be a fiddle there, so you'd just pick it up and play a tune and go on out and about your business. So music has been just, you know, so central to everything myself, my two brothers Seamus and Kevin have done in our lives, and it was great to get the opportunity to have them on the record with me on my first recording.
Who were your own greatest influences as a musician?
My dad obviously was the first one. There was a man called Seamus Carroll who used to come to our house. He was from Cork, and he showed me some, you know, he was very helpful to me as I was developing. And then as I grew older, I suppose the main man who influenced me and who inspired me in particular was a travelling fiddle player from County Donegal by the name of John Doherty, who was an absolutely exquisite musician. And he, whatever about him, and he was a man who had a huge, you know, charisma. He was a travelling man, but he had such a story music, and he was such a vibrant player himself. And I met him when I was about 9 years of age. And for whatever reason, you know, his music and his personality really kind of struck me and stayed with me, and in a way inspired me just to keep playing.
And of course, you were a founding member of the Bothy Band, a band that played such a vital role in energising the Irish music scene in the 70s. Must have been a hugely exciting time for Irish music, was it?
Oh, it was. I mean, at that time, that was in the early 70s, there was a huge energy about the music and the whole folk music revival. And we were all very, very young at the time, like all in our, you know, early 20s. And we were all in UCD, and there was a very vibrant music scene around Dublin. So there was this huge debate and this huge energy happening. And we just came together, and it was one of the things we fed off. We absolutely fed off that energy. And it was young energy, and it was really vibrant. And, you know, and we just loved playing together. That was the thing about it. You know, we didn't think about it in any other way other than the fact that we got off on the energy that we were creating.
Now, the band went professional, but you left, didn't you, Paddy? Were you never tempted to go the professional route yourself?
At that particular time, no, I wasn't. And as I've said before, kind of my gravitational pull was slightly different at the time. And I was very, very fascinated by other things as well. And, you know, there were so many things happening in the country at the time. And I was very, very attracted towards broadcasting for whatever reason. And I wanted to be able to deal with music, but I wanted to explore that whole area of broadcasting, which, you know, I'm still fascinated with. And so we were coming up to our first album. And within a fortnight of it, it sort of dawned on me. I said, well, look, you know, if you're going to record this album, then you're going to have to commit to playing and being available to do it, to promote it as you have to. And I just decided, well, no, maybe I shouldn't. So I just, you know, I pulled back from the band there. There was absolutely no animosity because, you know, I still play with every single member of that band who's alive today. We're all great friends. But for me at the time, I think it was the right decision to make. And I felt the honourable decision.
But despite going the broadcasting route, you stayed playing, didn't you? You continued to play, Paddy.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like, I'm still playing, you know, as, you know, like, music will never leave you, you know, the playing of it. That's just, that's the thing about being a musician. No matter what you do, the, you know, the music is there. And, you know, it's kind of my go-to point at any stage of my life. But yes, I did. You know, I was working in, you know, different areas in RTE, in sport and in, you know, features and arts. But I always played, and I played, I suppose you could have said, maybe semi-professionally in some ways, even though, you know, I wasn't out all the time playing. And I was always involved. And then I was involved in, like, different musical projects as well, which, you know, which took up a lot of time. I was, you know, quite connected, say, with the Willie Clancy Summer School and things like that. And I was involved at the early stages of the Traditional Music Archive. So that all that kind of fed into my sort of input into the music, if you like.
Do you think your own playing has changed over the years?
Well, I imagine it has. I mean, you know, as you get older, you become slightly more sensitive to things, and you become slightly more sensitive to things like rhythm and to nuance and things like that. So I kind of hope that it has. I sometimes listen back to stuff I did earlier and say, yeah, well, would I do that now? No, I wouldn't. So, you know, it mellows and it becomes slightly more reflective. And for all that, you know, all the more enjoyable.
Well, Paddy, congrats again. Musician of the Year at this year's Grotham Keogh Awards. And they're going to be televised live, actually, on Easter Sunday night. And tickets for the event are still available from the National Concert Hall. And that's nch.ie. I'd say it'd be a fantastic night. Love chatting with you, Paddy. Get better very soon. And we're going to listen now, Paddy, to you playing This Is Castle Kelly.